everyone. I'm Brian Lowe with this exclusive pregame video for the Patriots Game Day Live app. I'm here with Patriots rookie defensive tackle Joe Villano as the Pats prepare for another big AFC East tilt, this one against the Miami Dolphins. And Joe, obviously coming off a loss to the Jets, back-to-back divisional games. You probably don't have to be a rookie to know the importance of divisional games, but when you're coming off a loss and you get another one here, how critical is it to get this one?
Oh, definitely. Just being at home makes it, you know, another bigger game for us. And it's hard to win on the road. So the home games are huge, and it's a division game as well. And it's the first time we're playing Miami. So, you know, obviously a huge game.
What do you see from their offense? Tannehill, obviously, in his second year, but a pretty balanced attack.
Oh, definitely. You know, they got a lot of good guys at, you know, a bunch of positions. And, you know, they do a bunch of different things. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us defensively.
For you as an undrafted free agent, I assume things have been coming fast and furious. And obviously, unfortunately, some big injuries at your position have given you and Chris Jones and some other guys maybe more significant opportunities and roles than maybe you would have imagined. How have you been going through this, you know, just the week-to-week grind of the NFL coming, relatively speaking, out of nowhere?
Well, the biggest thing is just really doing it week to week, not really, you know, getting ahead of yourself and worrying about what already happened. So just focus on this week. And, you know, just preparing as best we can every day and, you know, and really getting healthy and, you know, keeping up with your body and preparing mentally as well. So, you know, it's a big challenge and just trying to, you know, improve every week.
In the getting to know Joe Villano category, we know your first name's Joe, last name's Villano. There's a nickname that has come to really define you within the team this year. Tell us the nickname and where it all developed.
They call me Meatball here, and it's kind of stuck. It happened back in rookie mini camp, just being in the weight room. Moses, Harold, and Joe, they gave me
the strength conditioning staff.
Strength and conditioning staff. They gave me my nickname, and then it kind of, you know, somebody else picked it up, and then it went to just the weight room, and then now I'm known as it around here. So, no, it's been a good nickname.
Whether you like it or not, I mean, it's got to stick, right?
Yeah, everybody's calling me that, and it's sticking, so.
Meatball, good luck against the Dolphins. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you down the road.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Joe Villano, Meatball as they call him. So the Patriots will hit the midpoint of the season with their game against the Dolphins at Gillette Stadium. Now, both teams are coming off divisional losses. The Dolphins lost to the Buffalo Bills last week. Got to imagine neither team wants to have two straight losses in the division. The Pats right now at the top of the division. One of the big overriding themes with the Patriots all of this week has been their poor play in the third quarter. Just last week against the Jets, they had an 11-point lead at halftime. They did not score in the third quarter as the Jets stormed back to take the lead. In fact, all season, the Pats have just 9 points total in the third quarter. That is an area of emphasis, it appears, for the team this week. Just coming out with more energy at halftime. We'll see if they can make that happen this Sunday. Quick note on the offensive side of the ball. Rob Gronkowski did return to action last week. He had a big impact in the game. We'll see what kind of impact he has now again on Sunday as he starts stringing games together coming off of his injury and several surgeries. We'll see if Danny Amendola comes back to action after missing last week's game against the Jets. And on the defensive side of the ball, there's a new face, in fact, a familiar face back with the team. Andre Carter, the defensive end, who had a Pro Bowl year with the Patriots in 2011 before he suffered a season-ending injury. He's wearing number 96 now. He used to be number 93. We'll see if he makes his 2013 Patriots debut against the Dolphins. So that's going to do it for this week's interview and this week's video for the Patriots Game Day Live app. Enjoy the game, everyone.